Hey, Craig here at Velocity. Hope you are doing well. Today, I'm going to be talking about one of the biggest productivity hacks that I've come across in recent times. And this is something that we discussed this week in one of our group coaching calls for our amazing coaches at Velocity. And it's pretty simple, like many things that are super effective. But this is it. It is, instead of asking yourself what it is that you need to do, try flipping that question around the other way in order to ascertain the clearest, most direct path towards your actions for that week. Ask yourself, what do I not need to do this week? What does not deserve my attention? What does not need my focus, my energy? What, if I do it, is not really going to move my business forward that much? Now, the interesting thing with this is it helps you by process of elimination work out exactly what it is that you should be doing. It helps you work out what the thing is that is going to move the boat fastest for your business. And what I mean by that is it's going to help you realize the strategy, the activity, the exercise, the thing that you need to do that is going to achieve your specific goal that you have right now in the fastest, most efficient way possible. By telling yourself this, what you're going to do is you're going to become much more effective with your time. When you ask yourself that question, what do I not need to do? You're going to help yourself eliminate the tasks that you're just doing through habit, first of all, that you're just doing because you did it last week and the week before and the week before that. And the things that you're doing because you find them easy, the things that you're doing because you already have a system in place for that. These are the things where we like ticking boxes. These are the things that make us feel good. We get a little bit of a dopamine hit when we tick boxes. I'm sure you guys have all heard of that before. When we have a set of tasks and we can tick our way through them, it makes us feel good. But sometimes that can be a trap. Sometimes you're spending your time doing things that just aren't serving you right now, and they're not actually a priority. So I want to ask you today that very same question. Look at the things you've been doing over the last 7, 14, 21 days and ask yourself, how many of those things am I just doing out of habit? How many of those things am I doing, but they're not actually leading anywhere? I'm not actually getting anything back for it. And help yourself to understand, how can I put more time, more energy, more focus into the one, maybe two tasks that are going to move my business fastest, I should say. When you get really clear with that, you start getting much more productive and better things, faster things start happening for your business. So are you doing something at the moment on social media when actually you're working in a commercial gym and you've got access to 4,000 or 5,000 people? And the thing that you're doing on social media is gathering traction from people from other countries, or you're getting lots of likes, but there's not any conversations or interactions starting. Are you doing something at the moment in your programming that actually isn't necessary right now? Are you doing something in terms of your administration that if you outsourced it or you brought in a system for it would be 10 times quicker and would free up more time? Time is the one thing that we cannot create more of. Your time is so, so precious. And when it comes to working in your business, on your business and out of your business, in your business being the things that are making you money right now, training clients, programming, communication, etc. On the business being the time where you step back and you're more the business owner and you're making those strategic and business-minded decisions. And then out of the business where we're doing things that make us, all of our personal things, taking time out, recovering, being with family, friends, children, etc. It's so important that we're maximizing each one of those three places and we're doing the things that really, really matter. So my question to you once again is, I want you to ask yourselves, what should you not be doing this week? What does not need your attention? And by getting super clear on that, as I said, it will stop you doing things just for the sake of it, just out of habit, just because it's a box ticking exercise, just because it gives you that little bit of a dopamine hit. And it will also help you get clearer on the very thing that you need to be doing right now to grow your business. If right now your focus is on getting clients and acquiring clients, you need to be focused on attracting. You need to be focused on starting conversations and nurturing those conversations into a place where you've turned a lead into a prospect. If your problem right now is converting, if you're generating leads, but you're not converting them into clients, you need to be spending your time working out how am I going to be able to showcase to my leads that I have the solution to their problem? How am I going to be able to paint a picture for them that if they were to come and work with me, then they're going to achieve all of the things that they want to? If your problem is on retention or getting results with your clients, then you need to be thinking about that. How do I build a better community? What are the actions I can take this week that are going to help me build a better community, that are going to get better results, that are going to add to my service, that are going to make people leave a session and go, wow, that was incredible, and then be able to dial into something else in between sessions that's going to have significant value and make them feel like they're really part of something? Or is the thing right now that you're super busy and rushed off your feet and there's post-it notes everywhere and you forget things and you're double booking people because you don't have enough systems in place? And actually you're being limited in your business growth because you don't have enough things set up on the back end and you're rushing around like a blue ass fly and nothing really much is being done. Once you've identified where your focus needs to be, that will help you identify where your focus shouldn't be. And so you can eliminate those things, or you can certainly put them on hold for the time being. And you can get narrower and narrower and narrower. And that's exactly what we do at Velocity. We help our coaches in the one-to-one calls and in their group calls establish what doesn't need your attention right now and what absolutely should be what we call your next right thing. What absolutely should be the thing that if you put all of your energy into it right now, you're going to look back on at the end of your working week and say, yep, that was a productive week. That went well. And I've achieved something here. I've set something up so that next week is going to be that little bit more easy or a little bit more productive, or the business has grown because of it. Okay, so just that's the message for you. Nice and simple. What doesn't need your attention, have a think about it and see if you can get a bit more critical with the time that you're spending working either in, on, or out of your business. Eliminate things, clear more precious time for you so that you can work on the things that really matter and that are really going to make a difference to the growth of your business. Have a great day, and I'll see you very soon.